from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. It's Mike Florio. Busy night for him from Pro Football Talk and obviously part of the NBC crew that kicked it off last night. And Mike, if somebody had told me we'd lose by a toe, just when you try to figure what the game's going to figure out what it's going to look like. And I thought it was a great way to kick it off. Gave us a lot to talk about, and I'm not even in the Kansas City or Baltimore market.
Oh, it's amazing. And, Joe, if they had scored that touchdown, if the ruling on the field had been upheld, and for the first five looks, I was like, is it really clear and obvious? Is it really 50 drunks in a bar would say it was wrong? Right. And then there was that one definitive view
That
came in at the end that made it clear that the toe was on the line. And it just shows you what happens when you play in one of those games with all the cameras that are deployed by the network for a primetime spot. If that's the fifth game on Fox at 1 o'clock Eastern on a Sunday, you're not getting that look. And maybe that ruling on the field isn't overturned.
Totally agree. Boy, if you don't have all the cameras that you get for primetime like last night, you're right on the money. I literally could spend like 2 hours with you on this crazy game. First of all, the illegal formation, like, I get it. They're trying to make a point. I don't know what side you're taking on the Ronnie Stanley four times in the first half being too far back. Do you have to call him? Because it looks like everybody, I'm going to be watching it this weekend. Was he that worse? Was he that much further back than the Kansas City guys were at tackle? I don't know. What do you think of the calls, Mike?
Well, first of all, it's got to be consistent game to game and team to team. And I think the problem is the Chiefs were doing the same thing. Juwan Taylor on the right side seemed to be lined up away from where he should be. And when it's not something that you can obviously see and there's a lot of subjectivity, it just bothers me. And I was under the impression, and I think that this was articulated by John Harbaugh after the game, I was under the impression there were going to be warnings and that guys are going to have a chance to rectify the situation and not have a flag thrown right out of the gates. And this underscores the fact that there is so much discretion and subjectivity that goes into officiating. I don't like it. At a time when we're seeing more and more money legally wagered, I don't like having that ability for an official to inject him or herself into a game and potentially make a difference early on. I just want it to be consistent. I understand why they're doing it. But, you know, Joe, they looked the other way on it for a long time because this is a way to equalize the gap that currently exists between pass rushers and pass blockers. So guys were leaving a little early, and we still see that sometimes. Holding doesn't get called. They want the quarterbacks to be able to function. That's why I'm kind of surprised they're doing it, but it was getting so bad it was an embarrassment for everyone.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was to see one guy get it called on him four times in the first half was just was a crazy one. So the other one, moving on here, I didn't know. I'm not going to lie to you here. Defensive coordinator for Kansas City calls a timeout. I didn't know till I heard a guy on TV say you can't do that. Only the head coach. What happens in that situation? How did somebody not know that? I saw Andy Reid there kind of joking about it. I didn't know. Did you know that?
I didn't know it. If I ever knew it, I forgot it. Apparently it happened in 2007. Rex Ryan did it when he was defensive coordinator of the Ravens when they were trying to beat the Patriots on a Monday night, and they didn't call a foul on that either. I think the explanation is that Reed also called it. It's just that the Spagnuolo one was more noticeable, and he should have been flagged for it. We're going to ask the league about it it's like a Super Bowl where there, you know, how many 20 different storylines that come out of one game, and it's impossible to track them all down. We focus on the last one, right, but there's a lot of stuff to unpack from that first game of the season.
We came in this morning and go, well, should we just get rid of everything else here in South Florida and just talk about last night? So the story you talked about last night, the Rashee Rice, so we brought that up from last week. You talked about a lot of people are pissed off that, like, that video's out there and he was able to play. And you mentioned, Mike, he might play all season if it goes till December. He might get this whole season in. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's the way the wind is blowing. The NFL uses paid leave usually when there's domestic violence at play. And if they didn't already put him on paid leave with 8 pending felony charges from the street racing incident in Dallas that happened back in late March, what would cause them to do it now? They said that they could if there's a material change in the case. And I think the one thing that would happen, if he would plead guilty to one or more of these charges during the season, then he could be put on paid leave. And if the prosecutors really wanted to put him in a bind, they could go to him, Joe, and they could say, here's our best plea deal. We're making it now. You've got 24 hours to take it. If you don't take it, we're taking the case to trial. And if the outcome of the guilty plea would be dramatically better than the worst-case scenario at trial, that could put him in a spot where he might plead guilty, and then the league would potentially put him on paid leave while the league figures out what the punishment's going to be. And what would happen then, let's say he was on paid leave for 6 games and he'd be suspended at some point for 8 games, he'd get credit for the 6 he missed, but he would be missing time this year. And I think from Rice's perspective and the Chiefs' perspective, they want him to play this whole season. They think he can reach another level this season, and then next year is when he would miss games.
Well, I saw him twice last year. He looked, and he was really good against the Dolphins twice last year, but last night he was a different level. You can see the confidence he's playing with. He looks like a frontline guy, 7 catches over 100 yards in that game last night. It was crazy. So you read on Lamar Jackson, because you know everybody's going to say today, well, Lamar had some chances, and I thought Lamar was really good last night. His running is just absolutely greatest running quarterback of all time in that league. But he missed some throws in the game. What was your thoughts on Lamar and what people are going to be saying about Lamar, especially when he plays against you-know-who, Patrick Mahomes?
Well, and I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. We were supporting his effort to get paid. One of the reasons we thought he should have had an agent is he more likely would have gotten paid when he deserved it 3 years after his season or his career began, not 5 years into it. But I'll say this. On the running, you're never going to make it through 17 games if you take that kind of
contact. Well, he was reckless last night, yeah.
Noticeably thinner. I saw him before the game warming up without pads. Very thin. There's no thickness in that torso that you see in a lot of quarterbacks, and you might have seen in him as recently as last year. You cannot play quarterback like a running back. You can't drop your helmet. That is the biggest no-no. Jimmy Garoppolo did it in that stadium in 2018, dropped the helmet and delivered a hit at the sideline, tore his ACL. Robert Griffin III, playing for the Browns, dropped his shoulder into an Eagles defensive back and messed up his shoulder. Those extra gratuitous hits are pointless, and it's a basic mathematical proposition. It's as simple as it gets. The more you do something like that, the greater the chance you're going to get injured. Every one of those hits is the one that could get you injured.
Yep.
So avoid them. And the throw to Zay Flowers before the likely catch with the toe on the line. I'll say this, and I know that people are going to disagree with me, but when you're fully committed to the offseason program, and we know he wasn't, when you're around for everything, that's one of the byproducts of spending the extra time with your receivers and knowing, because Zay Flowers is shooting across the back line and Lamar Jackson threw it behind him. Now you can say, well, it was just a misfire. Or maybe he just doesn't have the level of rapport where Flowers would have known to stop, or he would have known to lead him. Or, you know, those are the things. When you do those extra reps, when you put in those extra times, you get experiences that you've lived with that player. That's how the psychic connection develops. We've done this before. We're going to revert back to that. We're going to make that connection in that moment, and it's going to work. But he missed him so badly because Flowers kept going. He didn't squat
right
in the zone. Lamar threw it like he was going to squat. And again, there's no bright line back to it, but the quarterbacks and the receivers who take full advantage of every opportunity to work and work and work together, they develop that connection where Flowers would have known to squat or Lamar would have known to lead him.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Chris Sims' interview with Patrick Mahomes last night, he's really good. I tell you what, Mahomes and Chris was pretty fired up about it. You could tell, and he's been doing this a long time now and working with you every day as well. I mean, you guys do this, but there's something about Patrick Mahomes that's very likable for this league, right? In a time where we got all these different personalities, he just comes across, you know, he opens up a little bit, but he just – that's a guy you want, that kind of personality, obviously, and that good leading the league. What do you think about Patrick Mahomes' interview with Chris last night?
He's never changed. I talk to him at least once a year after one of the games when they play, on those rare occasions that they play a 1 o'clock Eastern time kickoff, and we scramble to get guys on the phone. They play, they win, he has a big game, I get him on the phone. He's been the same guy every year. I interviewed him twice the year he was entering the draft coming out of Texas Tech. I mean, it's a testament to his character, yeah, to his upbringing. He doesn't big time anyone.
Nope.
He's on track to being the best of the best. You know, if they win three in a row, like, it's one thing to say, oh, wow, whoa, they could win three in a row. If they would win three in a row, as the confetti falls, we will feel very differently about how he and Tom Brady stack up, because they will have done something no one has ever done before.
Right.
And he still won't change. He could win 10 and he won't change. He loves football. He's fascinated by it. He embraces the moments. He wants to play in the big games. And he's not ever become, and I think at this point, if it hasn't happened by now, it's never going to happen. He's never morphed into anything bigger than who he is. And, you know, he's just an overgrown kid doing something he loves doing that he's highly skilled at doing.
Yeah, and he just gives you little stories, like he and Andy Reid and, you know, in a car together. I just thought, man, that's really just cool stuff. So I got to ask you, the other one is, I was thinking about you with this Philly stuff and some of the players going, they're telling us to stay in the hotel room and be careful. And I'm guessing Brazil wasn't real happy about it. They're trying, I'm guessing, everything. Now they're saying there might be a two-hour ride for one of the teams to get before they can get to the stadium. Mike, did they think this out completely? I know it's a huge city and a big market for them and everything else. Was everything thought out from top to bottom, safety and all that stuff, before they make this big move?
Well, you know, the NFL from time to time doesn't think things through. The NFL is very reactive, not proactive. But the best way to put it is it doesn't matter, because this is the game that you're playing. This is where you're going. And when you hear – and it wasn't a lot of Eagles players, but like Darius Slay and C.J. Gardner-Johnson complained about it, you just wonder how much they really are bought in and listening to their head coach. Because we talked to Devin McCourty about it with Bill Belichick and how Belichick would have been. I think it was on our show on Tuesday, because Devin does Tuesdays with me now. You know, nobody cares. It's a business trip. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Let's just go and play football. It's the same for both teams. You know, all those cliches, the coaches repeat those, and if the players are breaking ranks, are they really listening to their coach? Are they really manifesting what the coach is trying to deliver? And I think it's an important question for the Eagles, because something went badly haywire last year, and we saw players freelancing on offense. It felt toxic. It felt dysfunctional. And we're looking for signs of it now. And when the coach is reciting all the right cliches and the players are like, why the hell are we playing in Brazil?
Right.
it makes you wonder, are those deeper issues still at play for the Eagles?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mike, I leave you with this one. Give me one pick. Give me one pick. One team you really like the rest of the weekend. Coming up.
I learned at a young age when my dad was a bookie that you can't win. But with that said, I don't know how in the hell the Saints are only giving the Panthers 4 points. I mean, maybe Vegas knows something about Bryce Young and Dave Canales that I don't. But in the Superdome, even though the Saints have been, you know, a mixed bag at best since Sean Payton, only given 4 points to the Patriots. And I also like, if you're looking for an underdog, even with Russell Wilson and the calf injury, it was 3.5. Falcons favored over the Steelers to start the season. I don't know. Falcons may have a better season, but I think the Steelers will be the better team on Sunday.
Boy, I'm with you. I said the same thing. I hope we're right. Mike, thank you so much, man. Have a great weekend. I can't wait to get this all started up. Thanks.
Thanks, Joe. See you, pal.
All right, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning to talk all things, and mostly from last night's game. They gave you about 9,000 things to talk about with that game. Friggin' defensive coordinator called a timeout. I had no idea. And then I was thinking, you know, I've never seen that. Never seen it. I'll tell you what I have seen. Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, right here in our backyard. People go, I might have to go out of town. I can go anywhere I want. I go, well, you can go anywhere you want. Why wouldn't you just go to Baptist Health South Florida? Got a great program. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins all trust them. FIU, FAU all trust them. A lot of athletes from all over the country come down here to see some of the top specialists that they have working with them for the knee and shoulder and foot and ankle, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors, even full-time Achilles doctors. Man, that's a big problem right now. A lot of people, all different ages, popping at Achilles. When you're competitive in team and individual sports, you're going to get injured sooner or later. That's just a fact. And I got to tell you, it's nice to have Baptist Health South Florida. Three different facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. I've been there a few times for operations. But also at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility for the Miami Dolphins. And Broward County, they got an easy one to get to that's really popular, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. I tell everybody, well, the doctors work up there? Yeah, the doctors work in Dade and Broward County. It's not that far. All those great doctors going up and down. So just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal, man. Let's get you healthy as quickly as possible playing the sports you love the most.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.